Welcome in to another great edition of Board Check. Of course, that makes me your amazing host, Jeremy the Impact, your happy hump day, everybody. Yeah, as usual, I had all the intention in the world of doing the show yesterday. Life intervened, as it loves to do. That's okay. That's what today's for. As always, tons to get into. There was a lot of this show will center around goalies. And we will get into that here shortly. Quick program and note, as I said last week, for everybody that we saw myself and Jake were able to make it down to the Greenville Atlanta game out there in Duluth on Sunday. It was nice getting to meet a lot of you guys and see you guys again and interact and talk hockey. It was youth night. They did a lot of fun things with that. Just overall a really great experience for us. More than likely that is the last game we will be able to make it to with all the other Impact Media stuff we have coming up, some of which we will talk about soon. And beyond that, thanks for tuning in to today's Board Check episode entitled What Now? Many reasons why it's called What Now. We will get into a lot of those in a minute. Let's start. Let's start with the ECHL stuff. Then we'll move into the NHL because that's where the meat and potatoes of today's show is really going to be. Let's start with the Swamp Rabbits, where last Friday they lost 4-2 to Worcester, the Railers, where Marcinou and Pellich had the goals there. Helvig with 39 saves in what ended up being his last start in Greenville for now. We'll get into that in a minute. On Saturday, they won as they hosted the Railers 4-3, where Nault, Backov, and LaCroix put in 2. Kupski with 22. Why Kupski? Well, we're going to get into that. Then, of course, on Sunday, the loss in Atlanta, 4-3 in overtime. I don't know if it's this way other places, but gosh, in Atlanta, especially Greenville, a couple other teams too, but Greenville, it's absolutely no calls whatsoever. That slightly affected this game, not too terribly, but gosh, if Greenville could get a couple calls, these games would be even that much better. That's not the entire reason why Atlanta won. We'll get into that in a minute. But Perkovic had 2 goals, and Ripley had the third. Kupski with 29 saves in that one. Upcoming schedule, of course, they play tonight. As we speak, they are hosting the Cincinnati the Cyclones, hosting them 7:05 puck drop on that one. On Friday, they will be in Cincinnati, 7:35 puck drop there. On Saturday, they will be in Indy, take on the Fuel, 6:05 puck drop there, and a 3:05 puck drop on Sunday as they will also finish up with the Indy Fuel there. Of course, there is a goalie shuffle. We will talk about that in a minute. Gladiators last Friday, they won as they hosted the Orlando Solar Bears. They won that one 3-2. Conway, Aslan, and Neely with the goals in that one. Those are the 3 hottest players so far. I mean, in recent weeks. Booth with 22 saves. And what would, well, be one of his last starts in Atlanta for now. We'll get into that in a minute. Like I said, this whole shuffle affected everybody that we talk about pretty much outside of the Predators. And in a way, it'll kind of affect them. On Saturday, they were in South Carolina, lost that one 5-4 in a shootout where Conway, Asland, Martian, and Malatesta had goals. And that one, Nell with 38 saves in the loss. And then on Sunday, as I said, they won 4-3 in overtime. Conway, Nogard, and Malatesta had two. Nell with 32 goals in that one. The goals, 32 saves, rather, in that one. How did they win this game? Yeah, like I said, there was a couple calls that go one way or the other. They put the puck on net when they needed to, and they went in. It because they see Atlanta seemed to dominate the first period. Greenville kind of the third, and the second was kind of a toss up. So I mean, it's real solid, even game really, as these usually are. You throw out the record books when these two teams get together. We all know that. Upcoming schedule for the Gladiators. Oh no, wait. They did have a game earlier today. It was a 10:30 puck drop in South Carolina. They got the big win where Neely had a hat trick. Congratulations to him on that. And finally, they're returning Sean Bones Bonner with 25 saves in his first victory since coming back over the weekend from injury. Good to have Bones back. Let's talk Preds, then we'll go to Canes because that's where everything's going to get crazy. Predators. Oh, no, wait. The rest of the schedule for Atlanta. Sorry, I'm skipping around. I'm getting so excited to talk about this. Friday, they will host the Orlando Solar Bears 7:35 puck drop there, and they will host the Norfolk Admirals at 7:05 on Saturday. Now to the Predators. Last Friday in Chicago, they had the loss 2-1 in overtime, where Ekholm had the lone goal. Pekka Rinne with 36 saves there. There's actually been a little bit of a goalie shakeup there too, because Pekka was is under the weather a little bit, so they actually have promoted a goaltender on their side. On Saturday, they hosted the Columbus Blue Jackets. They won that one 4-3 in a shootout where Sissons, Granlund, and Johansson had the goals. Saros with 40 saves. And in the shootout, it was Forsberg, Ellis, and Grimaldi with the winning goals. They played last night where they won 3-2 as they hosted the Ottawa Senators, Ellis and Arvidsson, along with Blackwell. Saros with 33 saves in the win. Upcoming schedule, they play tomorrow night as they host the Calgary Flames. 8 p.m. puck drop there. On Saturday, they host the Colorado Avalanche and Nate MacKinnon. 7 p.m. puck drop there. Enjoy that. Nate is one of my favorite up-and-coming young stars in this league, and it should be somebody you're watching as well. And lastly, on Monday, they will host the Edmonton Oilers. 8 p.m. puck drop on that one. Let's get to the Canes so that we can get to the chaos that ensued. On Friday, they hosted the Rangers, lost that one 5-2, where Aho and McGinn had the lone goals. In that one, Mrazek with 31 saves. Saturday, they were in Toronto. Yes, they won this 6-3, where Foegele had two goals. Niederreiter, Wallmark, Teräväinen, and Nechas all had the goals in that one. Reimer had one save. Mrazek had 14. David Ayers had eight. I know what you're thinking. First of all, who is David Ayers? Second of all, that's three goalies. Correct. Clearly, Reimer made one save and got hurt. Mrazek made 14, got hurt on the 14th. Bring in backup emergency Toronto goalie. He works for one of the local rinks down there. He is not a current Zamboni driver, as they said. He did not make any money to be the backup emergency goaltender Each team has at least one that they provide, whether it's their team or not, in case something happens. In this case, it was David Ayers. He signed a amateur tryout contract or something like that. And in signing an amateur one, which means he had no previous pro experience, I believe is what that he you have to get to a certain level and play so many games, I believe. That means, like I said, he made $0 for this. I do know that the other Hurricanes players chipped in and made it right, along with both organizations involved. So he technically made $0, but he technically did not. Got to keep his goal. Got to keep his goalie sweater, which is awesome. I believe he's number 90. And he had the game puck because he the last shot was made on him. Allowed the first two goals to go in, and then subsequently made eight saves and got the victory. But in both goalies being dinged up, that caused a shuffle. They called Adilkovic, who used to play on the ECHL level. Remember that guy? They have called him up from the AHL, along, I think, just him at the moment. They have another. But in the process, that shuffled a handful of other goalies, including Booth, who was in Atlanta. He was recalled to Charlotte, obviously, to make up for the Charlotte goalies getting moved up to the top level. Greenville, they were affected as well as Jeremy Hellvig was called up to Charlotte for the same reason. Greenville added back Bednar from Springfield, who reassigned him back there anyway, partially to help out, and partially there was a log jam up there anyway. So, that being said, they had a game last night where the Canes hosted the Dallas Stars. Lost that one 4-1. Aho with the lone goal, and Nedeljkovic with 12 saves in the losing effort. So they were both goalies, both James Reimer and Peter Mrazek were scratches in the game. That means they are not officially on a injured list or anything like that yet. They are, I think, it should be evaluated, kind of a day-to-day thing. But as they are evaluated daily, it so far has been determined that they are not fit enough to go. So that's why that is going on. So with those two sidelined, you get, let's see if we can find the other one. And as we're waiting on that to come up, obviously, basically, like I said, with Mrazek and Reimer day to day constantly evaluated, you get Nedeljkovic. And then since he got called up from Charlotte, Charlotte, or basically Carolina, recalled Booth and Hellvig from Atlanta and Greenville, respectively, or respectively, to Charlotte. So now that Charlotte has those two goalies, and then in turn Atlanta gets lucky that Bonner will come back, so that kind of opened up a spot, didn't have to worry much about that. And then Greenville got Bednar back, so all fun stuff. Isn't it fun? Should be fun. See if we can get this to. Anton Forsberg was the other one who was called up. So there you go. Called up both those goalies there. Now, told you guys about David Ayers. What a great story that is. And he's 42 years old. I believe 14, 15 years ago, something like that, got a. Had a kidney transplant from his mom. But yeah, he said yeah, even though he is a technical employee of Toronto, the fact that he got to suit up and play in the National Hockey League was just thrill of a lifetime. And I for one am glad that he was able to do that, and I'm sure all you guys are as well. it was a fun but chaotic shuffle. It was interesting seeing Greenville, because play, right after all this happens, basically, and how frustrated they were because they're trying to make a playoff push. Charlotte's trying to make a playoff push, but big club comes first, and they know that. But I'm still frustrated. Because they had to scramble. I believe Riley Lamb was the emergency goalie. I guess he's the emergency goalie in the Atlanta area. Because he was on the bench for Sunday's game for Greenville. As Kupski has been starting pretty much every game. But I think that has moved everything, the shuffle. Pretty well explained the best I can. The only two other things I really wanted to talk about real quickly. This week was the anniversary of the Miracle on Ice slash celebration. That is where a Russian professional hockey team that was by far the best in the world, not just because they won an award or anything like that, they had been together for a long time. They were just mowing everybody down. Well, in the semifinals, they took on a U.S. squad of college and amateur players. It was at a time when we weren't really playing our pro players. Not sure why. I mean, I'm sure there's an actual reason, but it's just dumb. But our U.S. squad was able to pull off one of the biggest upsets in history. And what a lot of people fail to realize is that this was a semifinal game. They still had to beat, I believe, Finland the next day or the next game for the championship, which the US did. But the cultural impact of this, for one, it helped hockey interest-wise and really get up in there. It really helped put it on the map for people who didn't know what it was, or not necessarily what it was, but didn't have any interest in watching. Suddenly they wanted to watch. These guys were instant celebrities. Disney made the movie about it with Kurt Russell as the coach. And like I said, this the cultural impact is still being heard and felt across the world. If you don't know much about it, go ahead and go YouTube it or go get the Disney movie. It does a pretty good job of talking about things and everything. And it's just one of those celebrated events, not only in U.S. history but hockey and world history. It was just great overall because hey, it made Russia get better too because they went back to the drawing board a little bit and tried to make sure that would never happen again. And then lastly, Alexander Ovechkin got goal number 700 in his career. 700. That is a lot, and you guys know that. Congratulations to Ovechkin. He really is one of the best in the world. He knows that. You guys know that. But I just want to say congratulations to him. He by far is one of the best players of all time. We know that. We're not going to go over here and sit through all these and list all the great players. You guys know who those are. But congratulations to Ovechkin on 700. And that's going to do it for us. Appreciate everybody tuning in to this edition of Board Check called What Now? I'm Jeremy the Impact York. We will see you guys next week. Go Preds, go Canes, go Rabbits, go Glads, go watch hockey. Playoff season is coming up. See you next week. Let's get ready to rumble! Feel the fire sets of the rare. It's mice and only know how to wear. The spade is for